This is a weekend not for barbecues or beaches or shopping. This is a weekend and a holiday for remembering and saying thank you. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, a busy hour ahead. We'll start things off with a special guest, Neil Sean. He's a founding member of the rock band Journey. They've been around for over 40 years. And now Neil has a solo album coming out soon. It's called Vortex. We'll talk about it, and we'll talk about his amazing career. And then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Mark is talking about the film Mad Max Fury Road. And then a story that really got me when I read it. It takes place in Texas. There's a student at a junior high school needed to take the day off because he wanted to attend the funeral of his 5-year-old cousin who drowned earlier in the week. Well, the school said, that is not an excused absence. Are you serious? We'll have the story and we'll talk about what the mother did in response. And then this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by How to Create a Strong Password. Are you guilty like millions and millions of other Americans when the password is simply just password? Yes, P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D. Well, no. That is a harbinger of all kinds of trouble and tribulation. So we'll talk about making a strong password. We start things off this week with what the meaning of this weekend and what this holiday, Monday, Memorial Day, really means. Do we really understand what it means? Oh, yeah, we remember the soldiers and those who served. Do you really remember? Do you really stop and think what that means? I'm so sick of Memorial Day sales. I'm tired of go get this off on a car and go save this on a phone and go get this and get interest-free financing on some carpeting for your living room. And, oh, we're going to the beach. The beaches are going to be open. Oh, you know, let's check the traffic because we've got to get to the beach. Come on. Let's realize what this is all about. Do you really understand that the lifestyle that you live, okay, one of the most opulent, one of the most stress-free in all the world? I know we talk about all of our troubles here all the time, but they pale in comparison to what people deal with around the world. And we have the men and women who served to protect us to thank for that. It is amazing to me when you will see a veteran sitting outside of a supermarket or a discount department store a couple of weeks before Memorial Day, and they still sell the little poppies, the little flowers, fake flowers that you put on your rearview mirror. It's a tradition that is dying off, but it is still something that's very valuable. And people just walk right by. Do you know what that person did for you? You don't come from a time, and neither do I, okay? We don't come from a time when you were living your life at 18, 19, 20 years old, just starting off, and all of a sudden one day a letter arrived or a telegram arrived, and you opened it up and it started with greetings. It meant you were being taken away from your life, from your loved ones, and you were being sent off to war. And not the fictitious, grandiose war of John Wayne movies, the disgusting, horrid war of Oliver Stone films and of Saving Private Ryan, that kind of war. You were sent off to try to not get killed. And you were sent to kill other people. Could you handle that? Could you be taken away from everything you know and love right now, and 2 weeks from today be told you're going away for God knows how long, and there was no guarantee you were ever, ever, ever coming back? And if you did come back, many came back changed, not just physically, mentally. And even for those who didn't get taken via a draft, for those who went and volunteered, the men and women of Iraq, the men and women of Afghanistan, the men and women that serve today, the forgotten men who served in Vietnam. You have them to thank for the fact that you're going to go out and buy hot dogs and you're going to have a backyard barbecue and you're worried about if it's going to rain tomorrow, if you're going to the beach or not, and if you're going to be able to get there because you want to buy a new iPad tomorrow. Because for whomever it was and wherever they served, whatever branch, whatever war, whatever time, we say thank you. Neil Sean is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This five-time All-Star hit 30 or more homers in 10 of his 19 seasons and finished his career with 493. He was part of the 1995 World Champion Braves, but has somehow missed being voted into the Hall of Fame. So where is Fred McGriff now? The crime dog spent several years in community outreach with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's an analyst with MLB.com and has appeared as a baseball expert for the Bright House Network and Fox News. Fred coaches baseball at Tampa's Jesuit High School, and since 1991, he's been seen endorsing the Tom Emanski instructional baseball videos.
To center field and deep. It's out of here! Fred McGriff!
Way to go, crime dog. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. New research just published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease in conjunction with scientists at Rhode Island Hospital shows millions of Americans could be at risk of serious and sometimes fatal diseases from chemicals used in fertilizers and in food preservatives, especially in cured meats. What they've observed is a strong link between increased levels of nitrates and increasing death rates from Alzheimer's, diabetes mellitus, and Parkinson's disease. In general, more than 90% of nitrates have been determined to be carcinogenic in various human organs. But in this new study, they found convincing parallels between getting older and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and diabetes. The bottom line? The more exposure to nitrates through processed and preserved foods and fertilizers, the greater the advent of the aforementioned diseases. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.